Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had a 15th anniversary show with her. So you know what that means. That means, God willing, before too long, maybe another, I guess it's about 15 and a half years now that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She is the world's expert on small business taxes. She is the author of the books on that topic, including a new one, Guide to Self-Employment, Taxes Strategies and Tips for Schedule C Filers, and she's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure, and I'm excited to talk about this new book, which is more than just
Wait a
taxes.
Minute. I thought we were going to talk about Jonah.
Oh, we could talk about my new grandson too. That's
she has a new grandson, folks. That's something that's happened since you and I have known each other. We both become grandparents.
That's true.
And so,
this is number three for me.
The audience has no idea. Well, some of them might have an idea, but if they're not grandparents, they have no idea what self-restraint you and I have had these last several years, do they? Because
no.
You know, they have no idea. We haven't. You know, this is the only time you and I have talked about it on the air. They have no idea how much self-restraint we've shown them in not going on and on about our grandchildren, right?
That's absolutely
and
true.
And so I promise, folks, that's all you're going to get. But congratulations on the new one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about when you say self-employment, that covers a lot of folks, doesn't it? What do you mean? How do you define someone who's self-employed?
Well, basically, the book is geared primarily to people who are in business by themselves, working
sole proprietors,
contractors, who are service providers.
Right.
We're not talking about the person who runs a boutique and has inventory. We're really talking about the coach, the web designer, the contractor,
consultant.
I was like that
for a while. And so now here's the thing, folks. In case you didn't know this, the largest number of businesses in the United States and probably the world fit this definition.
That's absolutely
probably close, maybe close to 20 million just in America.
More than that, probably. What I found, one of the reasons I did the book was I saw this statistic on in some media just, you know, maybe 6 months ago, saying that 40% of the U.S. workforce should expect to be freelancers at some point.
Right. Oh, yeah.
40%. Mm-hmm. So almost every, you know, almost half of all workers in the country will be sole proprietors, self-employed, freelancers, solopreneurs, whatever you want to call them, within their work life. And there's a lot to know to make it work.
Over the next two or three generations, Barbara, you and I will live to see some of it. The relationship between who orders the work and who does the work is really going to change a lot, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I think that it's accelerating now because of Obamacare and the idea of the 29ers, the people who are not going to be on a payroll more than 29 hours a week, which isn't going to be enough to feed them.
Right.
And they're going to have to figure out something else to do to support themselves.
Yeah, isn't it, and that's another thing to really be irritated Obamacare about, for a government policy to morph the way we work, the way the marketplace is shifting artificially and in an abrupt way, which in an unnatural way, that is really unfortunate, isn't it?
it's tragic, and I don't know what will happen. Even if, let's say, they postpone Obamacare, they defund Obamacare, they repeal Obamacare, how do you reverse this move that's already taken place that companies have learned to live with?
Right, right. Yeah, no, I agree, and we're not going to get off on Obamacare. It's just to say, though, folks, that observe this. I'm only pointing it out, Barbara, for people to observe as this thing comes to pass that Barbara's talking about, that their statistics she reported on, and that you and I are hearing about and seeing more and more. Just observe this, and if you are one of those people who orders work, and even contractors, hire contractors. I did it myself. So just observe it in the marketplace, and it's our reality now. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with Barbara Welton. The book is called Guide to Self-Employment. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.